If I were to characterize my testimony in a couple of words, they would be God's sovereignty. Proverbs 16:9 says, "The mind of a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." My testimony begins like many that you've heard. Grew up in a Christian home, godly parents, regular church attendance. I was in youth groups, joined the church, was in the choir. And then the college years came, which was in the 60s, and there was no church. I took on many of the culture of the 60s, and I would have said that I was a Christian, but I knew in my heart that that wasn't a reality. I graduated as an engineer and thought this would be my track for life, but God had other plans for me. And in my mid-20s, the company that I worked for offered their employees an opportunity, offered them money, you know, for an opportunity to study whatever they wanted and to improve their workforce. And I had always liked music. I almost went into music instead of engineering. And so I decided to take some private music lessons, and that led me to leave work and go back to study music, which, needless to say, my parents, who paid for my engineering school, weren't exactly happy about. In graduate school, I met Meredith, and we got engaged, though we were going to wait to get married until I finished a doctoral degree, but God had other plans. My advisor knew of an orchestra starting up in Caracas, Venezuela, that needed a lot of musicians, and they'd asked him if he could recommend some, and so he went and talked to Meredith, who told me, and we decided to get married and go. I think both of us were ready to be done with school. When we had met and started dating, Meredith had just become a believer, and she asked me what I believed. I think I said something lame like, "God is important to me too." And we moved on. When we got to Caracas, Meredith and a friend went to a small English-speaking Baptist church, and she told me about the wonderful Sunday school class that was taught by an Englishman. He and his wife also had a Bible study in their home, and they took us under their wings, and they discipled us. And Tony soon led me in a sinner's prayer of repentance and faith in Christ, and I knew then that I was a believer. For most of my 20s, I had a sense that something wasn't right with me spiritually, and I had a lack of peace. When I prayed the sinner's prayer, asking Christ into my life by faith, that lack of peace left me, and I've never experienced it since. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." After 3 years, we came back to the U.S. and taught music at the college level, and I thought that would be our track for the rest of our lives. But God had other plans again, and I wound up back in engineering for the rest of my professional life. Those 10 total years in music brought me to meet and marry Meredith, and also to meet him as my Savior. A life testimony is much more than simply the time leading up to salvation, and the Lord has continued to work in us and direct our steps since then. Our 45 years since I accepted Christ have been wonderful, and we have also had some deep challenges, as when our middle daughter began having serious mental health issues and about 20 years ago, and she took her life May 8th of this year. Despite the deep pain, we both know that God is sovereign, even in the difficult, trying times, and we have learned greater trust in him. Job's words in chapter 2, verse 10, have become much more real to me in these months. "Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?" And in Philippians 3:10, Paul talks about the things that are gained to us and includes the phrase, "the fellowship of his sufferings." The sufferings we've experienced have drawn us to the Lord in much deeper ways and helped us to better understand the sovereignty of God. Your support and your love to us has ministered to us in wonderful ways and has been a testament to the amazing ways that the body of Christ functions together. And we are grateful to all of you for showing us the deep, deep love of Christ. Thank you for listening.